The prosecutor of the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague hailed the arrest of Radovan Karadzic as an important step in bringing to justice one of the architects of Europe's worst massacres since World War II, and a clear demonstration that nobody is beyond the reach of the law. Mr. Karadzic, a former psychiatrist and self-styled poet, was arrested in Belgrade, where he had disguised himself as a practitioner of alternative medicine. He and the Bosnian Serb general, Radko Mladic, who is still at large, are accused in the 1995 murder of 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica and in the 3.5-year siege of Sarajevo, in which 11,000 died. Liljana Smilovic, editor-in-chief of the Serbian newspaper Politika, says the reaction in Serbia to the arrest of Karadzic was one of shock and disbelief.
No one believed Karadzic was hiding in the middle of Belgrade under the noses of the police and an unsuspecting public. And also this incredible way that he's reinvented himself. He has a whole new cult of followers. In the last decade, it was fashionable to be a war hero or a war criminal. And now that gurus and spiritual healers are all the rage, well, Mr. Karadzic has employed his psychiatric expertise to excel in this new line of merchandise.
But most people in Serbia, Ms. Milovic says, are not particularly happy that the former Bosnian Serb leader was extradited to The Hague.
Because The Hague Tribunal has so little credibility, it's really detested in Serbia. Perhaps most people would not see him as a criminal, but I don't think he's widely regarded as a hero. There is no gloating or triumph, even on the side of the government, which arrested Mr. Karadzic. His followers are staging protests, but the protests have to do more with protesting the fact that the Serbian government is being too subservient to the West, and Serbs do want to become part of the European Union.
But in Bosnia, the reaction was utterly different, says Jelana Pekanin, who was a reporter with the Bosnian daily newspaper Oslobođenje during the war.
For the first time since the war in Bosnia ended, when the news about Karadzic's arrest broke in Bosnia, people came out in the streets spontaneously. There was really much rejoicing. You could see lit up streets of Sarajevo, hundreds of cars, people screaming with joy. Many others were arrested. But I think for Bosnia and for Sarajevo, Karadzic is this ultimate symbol of destruction and death.
In much of the rest of Europe, the response to the Karadzic arrest was one of jubilation. Matthias Rube, Washington correspondent for the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says the arrest was greeted as a sensation in Germany.
The other part of the story was that that's politically even more important, that the new government after the election has shown its commitment to do what the European Union and also the international community is asking them for a long time. First to arrest and then to hand over those two primary suspects, Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic. Also important is that they sent back their ambassadors that were called home after most of the European countries recognized Kosovo independence. So this is clearly a sign that they are interested to bring to an end the quarrel with the European Union.
Furthermore, Liljana Smilovic says, she thinks the new government in Belgrade had no desire to try Mr. Karadzic in Serbia. And, as she points out, he is not even a citizen of Serbia.
Therefore, if he did not get a trial in The Hague, he would have to be sent to Sarajevo for a trial.
On the other hand, Bosnian journalist Jelana Pekanin says she talked with someone who suggested Sarajevo might be the best venue for a trial.
Maybe that would be the ultimate satisfaction for all the people that lost their beloved ones. Maybe The Hague is too civilized. I personally have lost a close family member to Karadzic's shelling. My own father was killed queuing in an infamous water line in Sarajevo. Of course, I'm sure that the Hague Tribunal will give him a fair trial, and ultimately the punishment will be fair and just as well.
Mr. Karadzic now faces what prosecutors say is likely to be a lengthy and complex trial before the special UN-mandated International Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.